Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. It is Friday, March 17th, 2017. This week we've got all kinds of exciting stuff, but mostly movies and toys, because that's what we do. Last week at the box office, Kong Skull Island was number one with $61.1 million. It was followed by Logan, number two, $38.2 million. Get Out, number three, $20.8 million. The Shack was number four with $10.1 million, and the Lego Batman movie rounded out the top five with $7.7 million. This week you can see Beauty and the Beast, The Belko Experiment, T2 Trainspotting, and others in limited release. In the news, J.D. Dillard is in talks to direct a new remake of The Fly for Fox. The last one was done by David Cronenberg, and it was also produced by Mel Brooks. Which I was amazed to find out. That was really cool. If you search on YouTube, someone did a 4K restoration of Manos, the Hands of Fate, and inserted the original Mystery Science Theater riffing over it, making it a much more watchable experience, because the video quality wasn't the best of the original. So check it out if you feel like it. Netflix has the rights to distribute Toho's new Godzilla anime. A Matrix reboot is in talks right now, because we can't have nice things. Or we can, and it'll be followed by two sequels that people apologize for. Sony has scheduled a Spider-Man spin-off Venom for October 2018, according to The Wrap. It's not obvious if it's an MCU movie or not yet, but it is said to not include Spider-Man, so I'm guessing not. Saturday Night Live will now be live from New York, Los Angeles, and all the time zones in between for the final four episodes of the season, which will not start until next month. And potentially beyond, who knows? It seems like a great idea considering how social media works, because I don't know that I've ever seen Saturday Night Live live, because I don't live in New York. My Little Pony Friendship is Magic has new episodes on April 15th. That's about a month. And Aquaman got pushed back, the movie, to Christmas 2018. Win big from Entertainment Earth. If you could use a $1,000 shopping spree, let me have a minute of your time. At Entertainment Earth, we are giving away a $1,000 shopping spree and a trip to Entertainment Earth so you can spend it, and we pay expenses. So go to entertainmentearth.com right now and see how you can enter. You can only enter through April 7th, so go to our site for more details. And while you're there, why don't you order something? It's unrelated to the contest. I just am asking you to do that for no good reason. In toy news, Hasbro announced Monopoly will add three new game tokens, a Tyrannosaurus Rex, a rubber duck, and a penguin. But somebody has to go, so the wheelbarrow is getting the boot, the thimble is getting the boot, and the boot is getting the thimble. A new Hikari figure from Funko this week. The Inferno First Order Stormtrooper was announced this morning. It is limited to 250, and it is the brightest of the bright oranges. I have to have one. New exclusives this week include the Wonder Woman movie Diana Prince pop vinyl figure. It's an Entertainment Earth exclusive, and what's neat about it is it's a unique mold. A lot of exclusives, well, some are, some aren't. This one has her hat, glasses, and coat. She has an optional shield. I don't think it's optional, actually. Don't quote me on that, but there's a shield, and it looks really cool. Sales so far have been very good. I would recommend pre-ordering it if you're into such things. If you're not, don't worry about it. New arrivals this week include the Batman Harley Quinn 18-inch action figure, the Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 Taserface pop vinyl figure, there's a name, the Marvel logo bookend statue, the Star Wars Maz Kanata mini bust, and the Star Wars Shore Trooper classic mini bust. So we got a lot of great new Gentle Giant stuff you should check out. New pre-orders this week include the Deadpool 1/12 Collective action figure and the Forbidden Planet 11-ounce mug. Cool stuff. Also, it just went up right before we went to record, so I don't have too many notes on it, but Dark Horse is putting out a Venture Brothers art book, which I am also going to order because I love Venture Brothers and I love art books, so this is kind of a shoe-in. It's coming out later this year for, I think it was $40, but don't quote me on that. Check the website. I've picked up Dark Horse's Zelda Hyrule Historia and Art and Artifacts books. Those are great. Everything I've flipped through has been pretty fantastic. Generally speaking, you don't get disappointed when you buy a Dark Horse art book, so check those out. And that's it. Thanks for listening to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. I've been your host, Adam Paulus. You can follow us on Twitter at EntEarth, or you can go to our website at entertainmentearth.com. I recommend all of these things. See you guys next time on the Entertainment Earth Podcast.